there's nothing embarrassing about losing to Penn Quakers. I mean, it's a tremendous basketball team that, that has seniors that understand how to win. And I, you know, I don't get caught up in winning or losing at this point of the year. I mean, we still got to get into conference play. But I think we got a great lesson tonight on what it's going to take to be a championship basketball team. I mean, that's a team right now that's going through a coaching change. Those guys are out there playing unselfishly. They're talking on defense, and it's fine. I mean, it's a good lesson for us. You know, our kids want to win. There's no doubt about it, and we're just continuing to learn how to win. That's all.
This week was different from the team you played last year?
No, it's the same team. I mean, they've got Fran Dunphy in them. I mean, he's been in them for 3 years. So, I mean, they've got Fran Dunphy stuff in them, and now they've got Coach Miller's style of pushing the basketball, and they play a little faster than they have in the past, but it's still Penn basketball. They beat you on toughness. They beat you on togetherness. They beat you on selfishness. They beat you on execution. They beat you on discipline. So it's still Penn basketball. I've been following it for years. It's not changed.
It's a good game.
You know what? Maybe, and maybe we won't even watch it. I think it's one of those ones that as it unfolds, you realize how to win, and we just move on, you know? You just move on from it. I mean, obviously, I'll watch it as coaches, but our kids know exactly what happened. You know, we had a game plan that we think would have worked when we did it during the game. We did some good stuff. But you're not beating a good team at the level of Division I college basketball by doing the right things 20% of the time. You can't pick and choose. It's got to be 80% of the time. And then kids got to make plays, too.
What do you think Penn did so well defensively tonight?
Well, I don't think they played hard. But I saw us getting to the rim. I saw us getting wide open layups. I saw us get some wide open threes. I saw us drive into the paint. I think we missed a couple shots early that were great looks, wide open 15, 17 footers, wide open shots. I mean, teams are going to dare us to drive the ball, and we got guys that can drive the ball, bottom line. I mean, we missed shots early that I said to my staff during the game, hey, if we're going to continue to get these quality of shots, we're going to be fine. But then what happened is, and it just happens with young teams that still don't understand how to win, is that when you miss a good shot and an easy shot, you go back down the other end and you start thinking about that shot, about how you might have looked, about how why did you miss it or why your teammate missed it, instead of continuing to play defense. If we would have done that early, we could have been down 5-0 instead of 9-0, and it would have been a different game, I think.
You think that was a key problem, is that they got on you quick and just kind of let up a little bit?
I mean, Billy, I never felt in that game, and this is no disrespect to Penn, that we couldn't get anything we wanted to get. I mean, now you guys might look at it differently because we've been shooting a lot of threes, but we talk about when a team shoots threes, now the next counter offensively is to drive the ball. Now, what I will say is that our execution tonight was probably not where it needed to be to continue to sequence offense to make them guard us a little bit more. But I wasn't disappointed in the quality of shots in the first 10 minutes of the game. I was. I mean, there was a couple here and there, but, I mean, that's to be expected. But for the most part, I felt like we were getting in the rim. We were laying some balls up. We were missing it. We missed some chippies. We had some open threes. The Penn hustled their butts off. There's no doubt about it. But I didn't feel like we couldn't do anything out there.
How much of the 22 turnovers do you think was Penn versus your guys?
Is that how many we had?
Yeah. 15
in the second half. Well, you got Ibby Jabber with 7, so I'd say it starts there. And then I would say it's our youth, it's our inability to understand exactly what we got to do right now, but that's fine. I mean, here we're sitting at 7-3. We got a long ways to go to be the basketball team that we think we can be, and that's fine. I mean, is it Penn? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to discredit anything they do. They play hard, but you know, I didn't think our guys played with that focus that we needed to have against a good team, and then we just get better. You know, we just keep getting better, move on to the next one. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, we had that lead down to 26-20 with 3:54 to go, I think it was. I don't know if that's accurate, but it was somewhere around that. And then we give them 15 points to end the half, first half. And then we come out in the second half, and, you know, we just weren't ready. I mean, I don't know if we weren't ready or we didn't understand what we had to do, but we didn't do it. Bottom line is we didn't do it.
You talked about having the opportunities.
Right.
Maybe it was a focus. If this team continues to have the chances like that, you figure on another night, they'll go in and probably
be able to win. Yeah, I mean, sometimes when you look at it, what was the final score, 22? 21. You think you got blown out. And then really what happens is it's possessions here or there. You know, it's never like they didn't come in and get up 21-0 and get up 30 and then we cut it to 9. I mean, it's possessions here or there. It's down 6 and they missed 2 free throws in two separate possessions, and we fail to get defensive rebounds, and they score 5 points. It's Leeds cut to 15 with 13 minutes to go. Adam Teague misses a three in the corner to cut it to 12. They come down the other end. We get the defensive stop on a great stop, and Ibi Jabber steals the ball out of our rebounder's hands, and on the next play, Adam Teague fouls out, and now he's out. It's always little things. It's never just completely getting blown out. So that game pieced itself together because Penn kept doing what they needed to do. No, we couldn't get there. We tried. You know, sometimes that's up to the – well, I don't want to go there, but you know what I'm saying to you. I mean, I don't know if we didn't deserve to get there. I think there's times that we – whatever. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. But, you know, a lot of that was our scrambling defensively, our miscommunication. And it all starts with miscommunication. But there were a lot of positives. You know, Derek Young came off the bench, did a great job. I thought Trey Stanton showed some glimpses. You know, Greg Spring drove the ball well. I mean, we showed some individual glimpses of what we're capable of doing, but we're still learning how to be a championship basketball team. To get caught up and winning in year three, that's great for the fans. I mean, I'm fired up for us. I mean, we're still sitting here at 7-3, and we've got two losses to two teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Now, am I happy with the quality of our play tonight? Absolutely not, but we just come and get better. That's all. I wasn't happy with the quality of our play after we beat Longwood and Howard, so we just continue to get better.
Greg, do you feel like you guys missed a little bit of an opportunity? It's a nationally televised game. You got a great crowd here. You know, the whole it's Pearl Harbor Day, so certainly you would think it's good for Navy.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Navy get bombed on Pearl Harbor Day?
No.
Right, everybody keeps talking about that, but it wasn't
a
great
day. Patriotic day.
There you go. All right.
I mean, the opportunity that you had here to pull in a good win.
Yeah, we definitely had a big opportunity tonight, and we just didn't come with the focus and intensity and energy that we needed. At times we did have it, but for the majority of the game we did not. Like Coach said, it was a learning process. I think we got a little caught up in the numbers. And I think we saw it coming. The coaches saw it coming in the last two games we played. And we played well enough to get the win, but not against a championship team like Penn. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good for me. It's good for everybody on the team. It kind of brings us back down to where we need to be, get back to work, and just look forward to the next game.
I mean, with that being said, we're not trying to lose, but it's a 30-game season, and it's not football. We're not trying to make a BCS game by the middle of the season. I mean, we're trying to be a great team by the end of the year in November. We're still in that process right now, learning how tough you got to play, how together you got to play, much pride. I mean, there are a lot of things that I'm going to take out of here that were positives, but it doesn't matter. In a game like this, you got to be positive from the jump ball to the final buzzer. That's a great team we played.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.